Welcome back to the Viking Voices podcast. I'm host Elliot Nathan. We're joined today by the five captains, minus Michael Kloza, from the Augustana football team, wide receiver Drew Schmidt, running back Rudolfson Florin, linebacker Kyle Tice, defensive line Alec Blomquist, and center Jake Lucina. Guys, thanks for joining me today. I know you're really excited to be doing this right now.
Thank you.
You can hear the excitement as we get ready for the playoffs over in Colorado on Saturday. All right, well, normally we start with some questions, but today we're going to start with rapid fire. So I'm going to ask questions, first thing that comes to your mind, and we're going all the way around. We're going to go snake, so I'm going to start with Drew, and then we're going to go to Jake, and then back around. All right. On a scale of 1 to 10, how good of a driver are you?
10.
10.
9.
7.
10.
All right. Favorite U.S. city besides the one you live in?
Florida. Somewhere in Florida.
I like Venice Beach.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Shout out.
Cooperstown, New York.
Buffalo.
All right. Nickname your parents called you as a kid? It's lightning round.
I don't know.
Big Al and Sweets.
KJ.
Joe Bob.
D.
Are you taking the beach or the mountains?
Beach.
Mountains.
Beach.
The beach.
Your thoughts on socks and sandals?
Absolutely.
A must.
Yes.
I'm with it.
No doubt.
Kanye West. Fill in the blank. Kanye West is a...
genius.
Good artist.
Innovator.
OG.
Creative.
If you had any superpower in the world, what would it be?
Invisible.
Unlimited strength.
Airbending.
Flying.
If you could be any animal, what would it be?
A shark.
Tiger.
Hyena.
Lion.
A lynx.
Last song you listened to.
Last song I listened to? I don't know what was in the weight room.
Brass Monkey by Beastie Boys.
Wait, is this the last song I listened to?
Last song you listened to.
One Call Away by Charlie Puth.
38 Heights, NBA Youngboy.
Honestly, something by Hannah Montana.
Texting or talking?
Talking.
Talking.
LOL texting.
Talking.
Talking.
Would you rather be able to speak every language in the world or be able to talk to animals?
Talk to animals.
Speak every language in the world.
Talk to animals.
Speak every language.
Definitely animals.
Name all four presidents on Mount Rushmore.
Washington, Lincoln, Jefferson,
Roosevelt.
Got him. Not done yet. That's all we got for lightning round. Nice job, guys. Nice job. Lightning round's a wrap. Lightning round's a wrap. All right, let's go into a little more serious questions. I got one question for each of you guys. Maybe more. We'll start with you, Drew. Coach OJ always talks about this being a family, and I know that's something that you guys all truly believe. What does Viking family mean to you? Why is it unique? Why is it special? You know, different than maybe other teams you've been on in the past. What does Viking family mean?
Yeah, it's about always having knowing a guy has your back and that accountability piece, and he's always going to be there for you even outside of football. 10, 20 years from now, those guys are going to be guys I'm calling back saying, hey, I need something. Hey, you got to help me out real quick. Or just calling to talk. I know that this family's real and it's special here.
Rudy, what do you want to add to that?
Honestly, first day into camp, I let it be clear that no one wants us to win in this league. We have to build a true brotherhood on this team. And in order for us to win games, we have to come together and truly believe in one another and hold each other accountable and believe that your brother got your back no matter what. So I feel like that played a huge role in our success this year.
Kyle, you're one of the guys that likes to get the guys hyped up before the game. I think you speak well for the whole team. What role would you say you play in the family? If this is a family, what role would you be in, and why is that so important to the team's success?
You know, this might surprise you, but I think I'm the mom. I'm pretty caring. I like to be the guy that if things kind of get out of hand or say practice is going the wrong way, that just like take a step back, let's take a breath, everyone. If somebody is overreacting about something, you know, maybe they just messed something up, let's just talk about it, let's figure out what we got wrong and correct our mistake. So, but at the same time, I like to, you know, fit whatever role the team needs me to be. So I like to say I'm the mom, but I don't know, I probably play more roles than that.
He does. He pulled up in a minivan to practice last week, so we can confirm. Al, for you, I always will keep an eye on your intensity. We know you're going to bring that 7 days a week. Why is that so important to set the tone for you? Is that something you pride yourself on? And you know, where does that come from?
You know, it's just the way my dad taught me how to play the game. Being a defensive lineman, I mean, not the most skilled guy, but if you got the heart and the fight to do it and the intensity to bring it every play and just be mano a mano with the guy across from you and say, I'm going to beat you this snap, then you're going to have success more times than not. So, yeah, I pride myself on that. Just I try to be the meanest guy on the field at all times. So,
Jake, for you, I saw you before Saturday's game. Talk to your offensive line group and say, you know, how much you love them, how much they mean to you. You know, you've allowed maybe 15 sacks in 2 years here as a whole offensive line unit. Pretty impressive. What does this offensive line group mean to you? Why are they so special? And you know, why do you guys work so well together?
Definitely. Those are my boys. Like, we go out, we get food together, of course, as old linemen and stuff like that. Anytime you hit someone up to hang out, they'll be down and just always there for each other. It's a tight group, being the tubby guys on the team, you know. It's your own secret group, and you all got each other's back. So
I think Chip Kelly said when I was at Oregon, fat kids is trying to live the dream, you know, something like that. Let's switch gears and go into the playoffs. You know, you can check so many boxes on what this team's accomplished when you guys started. Coach says 96 days ago, you know, the undefeated home record, the 9 wins, senior class getting 28 wins for their career, which is one of the most ever, a playoff berth. The list goes on. Going into the playoffs, Jake, what's the mindset? What's the mentality right now with this group? If you were to, you know, speak for all of them, what's kind of the focus going into Pueblo?
Definitely, we've earned another 60 minutes, and we're just going to go into this game like, we got another 60 minutes. Let's keep playing for 60 more minutes. Let's see how this one goes. You know, pour our hearts out for this one, for the seniors and all everyone else on the team.
Al, for you, defensively, it's strength on strength. They're a team that doesn't turn the ball over a lot. Your defense forces a lot of turnovers. You guys don't turn the ball over a lot either. They force turnovers. What do you know about the matchup? What are you guys looking to execute defensively on your end? Obviously, you're going to stay true to what's worked, but just touch a little bit on the matchup.
Yeah, you know, we're not really going to change much we've done all year because they actually resemble a couple of teams in our conference, which is a good matchup for us, and they pride themselves on running the ball, and we pride ourselves on stopping the run. So if we just do our job, things might come out in our favor, hopefully. But Coach Malone said we just crossed one goal off our list, making the playoffs. Check that box and create more goals as we go into the playoffs and continue to be us, be code blue defense. We play fast and we play together, and that's why we have success.
Kyle, one of the things that's impressed me with the defense all year is how all three levels complement each other. You know, the D-line complements the backers complement the DBs, and then vice versa. Do you feel that that's true, and how does that help you guys have success knowing that you got 10 guys around you that are going to make plays?
It's extremely true, yeah. You can see it because throughout the course of a lot of games this year, different levels have made big plays. You know, you see a sack from a defensive lineman when we need a sack. You see a PBU or an interception when we're in the red zone. You see a good tackle from a linebacker when they've got a strong couple of runs together. So it's not just that we've all been playing well, but it's that we've all been playing well together and we've all stepped up when we've needed to step up in our roles.
And turning to the two offensive guys, this offense has, let's be honest, more weapons than a lot of teams around the country. You guys, you know, the depth can go on for days. Looking at the RB position, Rudy, I think you set the tone, but you got a lot of young guys, you know, chasing you down for reps, chasing you down for yards. how fun has it been for you to see the other guys have success, for you to have success, and for that RB room to just be lit every day?
It just shows how explosive we are as a group, man. It doesn't matter who the guy is. If one ball, we all ball. And we just keep that competitive nature, and we come to work every day. We don't cut no slack in practice. Every day is a work day because we know what's at stake, and we know we have a lot of talent this year in the backfield, at quarterback and in wide receivers and the offensive linemen. We just want to be the best group that we could be. And it's been great having guys that can just play, and I don't have to take the load like every snap like I did last year. So that's just been great. And everyone wants to be successful, and it shows, and it helps our offensive a lot.
And same thing for you, Drew. A ton of depth. You've been the guy at times. Other guys have been able to step up. How does that help you guys have success? And how proud are you of the other wide receivers? And you know, of course, everyone on the team. But just your group, the success that they've had. Can you just touch on that a little bit?
Yeah, it's a competitive group, like Rudy said. It's also a credit to the guys who maybe aren't getting reps on the field.
Yeah.
Guys like Gibby, Tews, Madden, those guys push us every single day in practice and make us better and make us compete during practice to be at our best for game day. So credit to those guys. But I'm so proud of what we've accomplished in the 4 years we've been together. A lot of guys, a lot of groups aren't as close as we are, and it's showing, it's paying off big time right now.
All right, there you have it. Round one of the NCAA tournament. Augustana taking on Colorado Pueblo, 2:00 Central Time. Follow along at GoAuggie.com. Stay up to date. And Augustana Twitter @AuggieFB. You know we're blowing it up. Back to you. That's all for Vikings Voices Podcast.